Danger in the plains. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Tornadoes wreaking havoc in the Midwest, causing a building to collapse, dozens of people inside when that happened, and destroying and damaging hundreds of homes. The bad weather is likely sticking around for a while, too. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Elkhorn, Nebraska.
Douglas County officials say there's still a lot more to do and a lot more information they need to get on just how strong this monster tornado was. But thankfully, no one's lost their life here. But the horror stories we're now hearing from neighbors as they returned to their homes for the first time this morning, as they ran for their lives, watching that tornado touch down just miles away and start barreling towards their community. One family telling me they piled into their truck and ran for their lives, trying to get out of here. Thankfully, they're okay.
And more than a dozen people were treated at area hospitals. President Biden still facing criticism for what some say is his lack of a firm response to the anti-Israel protests that started at Columbia University and then spread to other college campuses across the U.S.
Critics accused the president of both sides of him there. Now, Biden also went to New York this week, but stayed clear of the protests at Columbia and NYU. Instead, he attended a fundraiser at Michael Douglas's house in Westchester County, just north of the city. A new Gallup poll said Biden is in a tough position right now. Historically, in the first presidential election rematch since 1956, Gallup says with about 6 months remaining before Election Day, Biden stands in a weaker position than any prior incumbent. Now, we have not heard from Columbia University's most famous living graduate. That would be former President Barack Obama.
And that's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. The president said he condemned the protests and those who, quote, don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians, unquote, at an Earth Day event last week. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Week two of former President Trump's New York hush money trial wrapping up yesterday. The court hearing from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Fox's David Spund details.
A busy day yesterday with more testimony from David Pecker, Donald Trump's friend and former National Enquirer publisher. Now, Pecker is alleged to have bought former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal's story about an alleged affair with Trump while he was married to Melania with the intent never to publish it, a practice known as catch and kill. A lawyer for the former president exposed inconsistencies with Pecker's testimony about whether or not Trump actually thanked him for suppressing such story. Now, Pecker says he now believes he may have violated some federal election law while suppressing McDougal's story. Pecker told the jury, quote, I have been truthful to the best of my recollection, end quote.
A longtime assistant to the former president also taking the stand on Friday, saying that he was, quote, fair and respectful. Congressional Republicans critical of President Biden over his intention not to renew Trump-era tax cuts.
At stake in the November election, your tax dollars, with some provisions in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act set to expire at the end of next year, House Republicans say they should stay in place. Tax Subcommittee Chair Mike Kelly and Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith are creating 10 tax teams to take a look at the impact of the cuts ending, with groups of lawmakers focusing on manufacturing, Main Street and rural America, supply chains, and more.
Fox's Grady Trimble in Washington. Yemen's Houthi rebels claiming they shot down another of the U.S. military's MQ-9 Reaper drones. The Houthis saying they shot down the Predator with a surface-to-air missile on Thursday. They're airing footage of parts that corresponded to known pieces of that unmanned aircraft. No word from U.S. officials. I'm Paul Stevens. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.